In a world where we consume 34 gigabytes of information daily, equivalent to 174 newspapers, our biological brains are struggling to keep up. Taylor Swift, one of our generation's most successful songwriters, relies on her phone's Notes app to capture creative inspirations. She's following in the footsteps of history's greatest thinkers, from Leonardo da Vinci with his detailed notebooks to Richard Feynman with his favorite problems list. These external thinking systems have always been the hidden force behind humanity's greatest achievements. Today, as knowledge workers waste 76 hours yearly searching for misplaced information, Tiago Forte's Building a Second Brain methodology offers a solution that transforms our relationship with information. Not just another productivity hack, but a fundamental reimagining of how we think and create. Our minds simply weren't designed for today's information deluge. We've become information hoarders, stockpiling digital content that increases our anxiety rather than enhancing our capabilities. The average professional spends 26% of their workday consolidating scattered data, finding what they need only 56% of the time. A second brain isn't meant to replace your biological brain, but to partner with it, handling the remembering so you can focus on the thinking. It's a digital archive of your most valuable insights that helps you accomplish anything without keeping every detail in your head. When technology becomes not just storage, but a thinking tool, you accelerate toward your goals with unprecedented ease. External thinking systems have a rich history. For centuries, intellectuals maintained commonplace books as knowledge repositories. From Leonardo da Vinci's observation-filled notebooks to Virginia Woolf's detailed journals. Today's digital tools enhance this tradition with instant search, flexible organization, and cloud backup. This digital commonplace book serves as a unified study notebook, journal, and idea sketchbook, adapting to various needs from work projects to household management. Forte developed his second brain concept after a personal health crisis. When faced with unexplained throat pain, he digitized his medical history, allowing him to identify patterns that revealed his functional voice disorder and develop effective treatment. This experience demonstrated the four key powers of a second brain: concretizing ideas, discovering connections, developing thoughts over time, and refining unique perspectives. The CODE method provides the framework to harness these capabilities: capture what resonates, organize for action, distill for clarity, and express your ideas. In our content-saturated world, we must be selective curators rather than completionist consumers. Capture only what genuinely resonates, ideas that feel intuitively interesting, useful, or counterintuitive, and store them in a trusted system. Let your intuition guide this process. Notice what sparks curiosity, wonder, or excitement, often signaled by physical responses like widened eyes or heightened attention. Your emotional brain recognizes value before your logical mind can explain why. To focus your efforts, maintain a list of 12 favorite problems, like physicist Richard Feynman did. These key questions, from abstract societal issues to practical daily challenges, help filter information through what matters most to you, enabling valuable cross-disciplinary insights. Think like a museum curator. Extract only the most relevant passages, quotes, or screenshots rather than saving entire works. Be selective about what enters your second brain to keep it focused and manageable. Choreographer Twyla Tharp uses a simple box system, collecting everything related to current projects in one container. This straightforward approach holds powerful lessons for digital organization. While we thoughtfully design physical spaces, our digital environments often lack the same intentionality. Your second brain should be cultivated like a knowledge garden. After experimenting with complex systems, Forte developed PARA: projects, areas, resources, and archives. Projects have clear endpoints and outcomes. Areas are ongoing responsibilities. Resources store topics of interest. Archives contain completed items. Think of PARA like kitchen organization. Archives are the freezer, resources the pantry, areas the refrigerator, and projects the active stovetop. The system organizes by destination rather than source, focusing on where information is going, not where it came from. Francis Ford Coppola's success with The Godfather stemmed from his prompt book technique, a binder containing novel pages with production notes capturing his first impressions and instincts about what worked. Notes aren't just for collection, they're knowledge packets sent to your future self. The challenge lies in preserving them so your enthusiasm builds rather than fades. Progressive summarization distills notes through multiple layers, capturing key excerpts, bolding main points, highlighting crucial passages, and creating an executive summary for cornerstone notes. This layered approach lets you interact with notes flexibly, diving deep into details or focusing on distilled layers, like a digital map you can zoom in or out of as needed. As knowledge workers, our most valuable resource is attention. While traditional advice emphasizes working with the end in mind, this overlooks the value of intermediate work, notes, drafts, and outlines that capture acquired knowledge. The express stage focuses on sharing ideas in smaller chunks to test effectiveness and gather feedback. These intermediate packets, IPs, are the building blocks of your work, making you resilient to interruptions and enabling progress in any time frame. Instead of starting from scratch, leverage what you've already created. When planning an event, for instance, adapt existing materials rather than creating everything new. Creativity flourishes when guided by examples and templates. The creative process alternates between divergence, gathering inspiration, and convergence, making decisions. Your second brain helps overcome the challenge of getting started through three key strategies. The archipelago of ideas, collecting points that form your project's backbone. The Hemingway bridge, ending work sessions with clear next steps. And dialing down the scope, reducing complexity to ensure delivery. Historically, information was scarce. Today, we face endless streams of data at light speed. As knowledge work becomes paramount, our attention is now our most precious resource. Our biological brain struggles under heavy cognitive loads. By promoting it to CEO, orchestrating information while delegating memory to a second brain, we create a reliable external system with perfect recall that can grow indefinitely. Building a second brain shifts us from information scarcity to abundance. Rather than hoarding content from FOMO, an abundance mindset recognizes that valuable knowledge naturally flows to us, requiring only select seeds of wisdom. When your second brain evolves beyond storage to connection and creation, you move from obligation to service. Knowledge grows more valuable through sharing. This system helps surface your tacit knowledge, what you know but struggle to express, by providing external anchors for awareness. There's no perfect approach. An imperfect system you actually use beats an ideal one that's too complex to maintain. Begin building your second brain today to become a less stressed, more creative version of yourself who confidently navigates our information-rich world.